Good morning, New Life Church. Welcome to another day of devotion in the life of Christ. Today we're going to talk about three verses that come out of the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke. And it starts in chapter 11 and starts with verse 11. Just a few verses prior to that, Jesus is teaching his disciples the Lord's Prayer that begins with Our Father. And in this chapter, he compares the verses that I'm going to talk about, compare prayer to the relationship between a child and their father. For some of you, that might be an easy comparison. And for some of you, it may not be. But I hope that today you'll be able to see the Father's kind love toward you. So let's look at Luke chapter 11, starting with 11. It says, "Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" And look, Jesus is saying, look, God is a good father, and no caring father, when his child asks for food, is going to give him something that's harmful or deadly, like a snake or a scorpion. It's a little bit of almost sarcasm from Jesus' standpoint, because no father would do that, because the first role of any father is the role of provider. Before he teaches, before he disciplines, before he befriends, a father provides. And I've seen fathers try to skip over the being the provider for his family and go right into discipline or right into teaching. Can I just tell you that doesn't go so well? Because our kids need to know that a father will take care of them, then they will listen to what he might have to say. Jesus powered up his language and said, if you, though you are evil, give good gifts, how much will your Father in heaven? Now, why does he call them evil? Only because we were born into a sinful and an evil world. The Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not even one. And even now, those fathers, the fathers who maybe aren't followers of Christ, they know how to give good gifts to their children. And the grace in this teaching comes from the next three words. How much more? The Heavenly Father, if a earthly father will give you good gifts, how much more will the Heavenly Father give you? He gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask. And I think that's really important, because the Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's our guide. He's our wisdom. He's our power to live this life. He is God living inside of us to give us eternal life. Abundance of life is found only in Him. And you know, a lot of times we ask for temporal things that just don't work out. And during Jesus' day, people were looking to Him as a political figure to redeem them from the oppression of the Romans. They were desperate for Him to help them out of the situation. But they didn't realize that His redemption was way much more than just that. Because of the cross, Jesus provided a freedom that is far greater. And sometimes we ask for things that we think we need, like God, please give me that person as my spouse, only to find 10 years later that they're yelling at their kids, and you see them in a grocery store and you think, thank you, Lord, that that wasn't my spouse. Or you say, Lord, please give me that business opportunity, only to find out that the people who took that business opportunity didn't do as well as you thought they might do. I just want you to know that our Heavenly Father knows what we need. He gives us the Holy Spirit for our good, and that is big time grace. I just want you to know today that the Father in heaven is good. Through all the things we face in this world, I lean on that one powerful truth. And in closing, I just want you to see God as a Father who gives more than what you ask. He knows what you need and is willing to go all the way to give you what you need. And I pray today that He opens your eyes to see Him as generous, wise, and strong. God bless you today.